Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's right. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show, which means no scrubs allowed. All right? If you're on the passenger side of your best friend's ride, bang it, dog. It is your boy Frog Boy holding things down. Brittany behind the board pushing all the right buttons. J Fig in the background. And don't know what the hell happened to Leroy, but I'm sure he'll come back. I don't even see him backstage. So this must be like a computer died or internet or something.
He said in our chat that he had to go do something, but he'll be back.
Oh, did he? I should probably read the chat before I begin talking because I'm stupid. But this is the Tobin Leroy Show, like I mentioned. So that means I have to give you your latest headlines. And of course, these headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode, Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Take this opportunity to go ahead and give you our training camp coverage. And Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Some updates from today. As we know, the 53-man roster was set yesterday, but Chris Greer did address the media. He had some things to say, including being open to the return of Christian Wilkins, how Tyreek Hill has been dedicated, and how this team, according to him, is younger and faster. Got another quote here in which he was discussing how shocked he was about Minka Fitzpatrick being available when discussing trade options with Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not sure if you were able to see this. Brittany, there is a kicker that was selected by the Miami Dolphins. Or finally,
well, that's very necessary.
Yeah, we had that interview with Jason Sanders, as you're aware of. But we had a little competition. Apparently.
Oh, we have a kicker competition now.
We did. It was done.
Yeah.
Thing of the past, all right? We brought in four kickers for a workout on Tuesday. Four kickers were Eddie Pinheiro, Zane Gonzalez, Greg Joseph, and the eventual winner, which, of course, I don't have his freaking name available because I, again, am not ever prepared, is Patterson. What the hell is Patterson's first name? I don't even know his first name. Riley Patterson. There we go. Professional, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Congratulations, thank you. Riley Patterson.
Riley Patterson. And if you know anything about Riley Patterson, which you probably don't because he's a kicker who floats around the league. He spent time on 8 different NFL rosters, including 2 stints each with the Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, Cleveland Browns, Atlanta Falcons. 2024 alone, Patterson was with 5 different teams.
Oh, I feel really confident.
Right?
I'm feeling really confident about his ability. For
now,
sure.
Last season, he was 16 for 16.
Okay.
On
small
extra
sample size, but...
Yeah, yeah. Only on extra points, though.
Oh, so we don't have any, like, long-range field goals at all?
Yes, we do, and it gets worse. He made only 4 of his 7 field goals with misses from 43, 52, and 56. That's almost 50%.
Wow.
But in his career, he's made 59 out of 65 kicks.
Okay.
From inside the 50.
Oh.
But only 4 of his 9 tries from 50 plus. Wasn't this a roller coaster of emotion I just brought you on?
Yeah, it was a lot. I got excited and I was disappointed, and now I don't know how to feel. Yep.
Let's go ahead and summarize all that information. Long story short, the Miami Dolphins have replaced Jason Sanders temporarily with a very accurate kicker with not the best leg in the world. So while there was a 70-yard field goal, if I'm not mistaken, during preseason, don't expect any of that in South Florida from our aqua and orange team, as it seems like Riley's more of an inside game.
Yep. Wow. Just means we got to score points, right?
Just got to score points, guys, because I tell you what, you get that extra
zone.
Point.
You just got to get in the end zone.
That's it, man. That's it. That's all we need to do. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. So easy. It's been so easy for the Miami Dolphins to do that, of course.
Simple. Schmeathan says, now the city has 2 bums named Riley.
Oh, wow. And
that hurts.
That hurts. That's tough, yeah.
He called, says, Riley Patterson sounds like a contestant on Love Island. Let's check out. Is he dreamy? Is he on this episode of Is He Handsome? Riley Patterson, kicker. Let's see. You know, he's not bad. Not bad. Let me see. Okay. Decent jaw. Still young. No facial hair, though. I don't know how I feel about that no facial hair thing.
He does look like a contestant on Love Island. I'm not going to lie.
Like he'll have a chat? Like
yeah,
he'll
have a quick for chat. Sure.
Let's see. Will he be dreamy? He's 6 feet, so he matches, you know, all the necessary requirements for a woman from what I hear. 6 feet, professional football player? I think that, like,
I think he's doing pretty well for himself. Yeah, he's fine.
So Riley will be the new guy kicking for the Miami Dolphins. Other than that, no major news in regards to any acquisitions, other than Kendall Lamb, if he clears waivers, will be rejoining the Miami Dolphins. And a couple eyes out on a few players who were cut, including out of Carolina, Hunter Renfro. I wouldn't mind having him as a little slot option. And Trent Brown, former Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. We can use some offensive line help always. Cam Smith, just in case you were, eye roll indeed. Cam Smith, that was Brittany's response.
Just that was like an immediate jerk reaction.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's totally warranted. I'm over it. I'm really over it at this point.
No, I'm so over it. It's like, I understand what Leroy was saying, that there's an ego thing that goes into that and you want to try and, you know, get a return on your investment. But at this point, how long is it going to be that we wait for this guy to do something?
Yeah, it's done. It's done. We've actually spoken more.
The damage has been done.
You know what? That's appropriate. The damage has been done, my friend. Continuing in some headlines that I didn't have a chance to bring up. Let's go ahead and piss everyone off again as we talk a little bit more soccer. Because your Inter Miami the Pinks are back in this fake little weird tournament thing.
It's only when you're here that this happens, I fear.
This is the League Cup, guys. We're back with the League Cup. We're in the semifinal of the League Cup. Give them credit for doing that. I know Messi has been sidelined with some hamstring injuries recently, but who cares? I won't stop him from getting the number one liked Instagram photo of all time. But that isn't going to help us if he's out today, and it is against Orlando. The Florida Derby is what they call it. Orlando versus Miami in soccer. I know Orlando has a solid team, and that is a rival of ours. But somehow we managed to beat whatever Mexican teams we were up against to meet each other in the semifinal of this bizarre-ass tournament that I have no idea when they play. But lucky for me, it's going to kick off today at 5:30 p.m., and it is here, Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. Messi believed to be missing this one, but you never know because, you know, he's Messi. Maybe he's going to make us happy and pull out that magical S that's on his chest and give us a victory in this fake-ass tournament. God bless you. The Marlins yesterday smoked. If you look at the scoreboard, it looks horrible. 11-2. But what if I told you, going into the top of the ninth, this was a 2-2 game.
No way.
Right? And Sandy struck out 7 in 7 innings. He only gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. And going into the top of the ninth, this was 2-2. This was anybody's game. And then 9 runs happened.
That has to be demoralizing.
Who to blame other than Josh Simpson, who managed to give up 5 hits and 7 runs in 0.1 innings pitched.
Wow.
I'm not going to blame him for the loss.
No, I think you have to.
But it's totally his fault.
It's totally his fault.
So, that's okay. The Marlins have an opportunity to get back at it today, actually, at 1:10 p.m. They'll be back at it. Wow. They are going to be back on the diamond, I believe, and then they go on a road trip against the Mets, followed by another road trip. Who knows? Who cares? I won't be hosting. That's Tobin's fault. I mean, that's Tobin's job. He'll deal with that later.
He'll deal with that stuff.
I can tell you at the very least, no way no yesterday. Last bit of news here. This is something I know that we discussed earlier on. I'd say maybe a couple months ago. I don't know how we had this information. Maybe I had this conversation privately and I'm releasing things to the public that I probably shouldn't.
I'm worried.
The NHL opening night set for October 7th, and your Florida Panthers are in the 5 p.m. slot.
We definitely, like Tobin has talked about this at length for months. Yes.
The idea that the back-to-back champs are disrespected at this slot.
Are we shocked, though?
I am actually shocked.
Are
though.
You really?
Back-to-back, though? You can't ignore back-to-back.
I know you can't ignore back-to-back, but I feel like there is a temperament around the NHL about the Florida Panthers and amongst fans as well. And like at the end of the day, it's about ratings. It's about what's going to be the most watched thing. And there's going to be other franchises and organizations that are going to take precedent over the Florida Panthers when it comes to viewership. It's just a fact.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't like it either. I'm not saying that I like it. I'm just saying that that's just, unfortunately, the truth.
Nope. I say fan bases need to fight, and whichever fan base wins in a physical brawl determines television rights. But we need to cap them off because, you know, we're South Florida. We don't have as many as, you know, like Toronto or something like that.
Exactly.
Your toughest 100 fans. Remember when everyone was trying to do the 100 men versus a gorilla?
Yes, of course.
Which, by the way, men would win.
You're wrong, but okay.
Okay, you're not. Okay, I'm not going to do this with you. I'm not going to go down this path with you. Okay. But I will say, toughest 100 fans from each club square off, fight it out, and whoever wins, Royal Rumble style, you're going to need a big ring. But that determines viewership.
Okay.
In regards to things that I hear concerning Florida, man, I think we're a shoo-in for victory.
I agree. I think if we have, especially if we go up against the Canadians, nice over there. They're gonna lose.
I'm not even thinking about them. I think everyone in Canada's done. I didn't even think about Canada. But you know,
they have the most fans. They have the most viewership, probably.
No, but we're capping it off of 100 fans each. So the 100 toughest Maple Leafs.
But they're very.
So.
But they're. I mean, that's the thing, because it's like, will their love for hockey outweigh their kindness, and maybe they just will go berserk? I feel like that's the case, especially if you get some Oilers fans who hate the Florida Panthers so much.
Yeah,
they might be ruthless.
Okay, hear me out though. Mike Tyson in his prime, right?
Uh-huh.
Versus me. And you said, hey, if Mike Tyson wins, your mother is gone. She's I'm not, like, I don't want to wish anything bad upon her. I'm just going to say she's removed. We're just going to take her away.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fight with everything that's in me because I don't want my mother to be taken away. that doesn't mean I'm going to be able to beat Mike Tyson. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to go in there and my pregame warm-up is going to be great. And I'm going to be thinking that I'm going to do this for you, Mom. And then all of a sudden, Mike Tyson hits me with the right. And I'm just like, "What? Where am I?" And
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, sometimes passion, like, you know, yeah, passion takes you far.
For sure, but not in my hypothetical.
We all know those crazy stories of, like, there's crazy stories all the time of people who, like, lift cars for their loved one or something, or like pull someone out of a burning building. You know, I'm just saying, like, is the love for the Oilers enough?
Edmonton to lift a car, because that's what you're gonna have to do. But the thing is, maybe like, it's enough to create this superhero experience amongst one of the fans, right?
but not all of them.
But then maybe that one guy beats the guy that he probably shouldn't have. But that needs to happen 99 times for Edmonton to have a chance against the Florida Panthers fans. Hmm. So I have 100 Florida Panthers fans, and really the only people who I'm eyeing that, like, they may give me a little something is Detroit.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Detroit's tough.
Fair. Ooh, you know who else? Philly. Philly. I was going to say the Flyers.
Philly's going to be tough. Philly's going to be tough to beat, too. But now think about it. You're going to have to watch Flyers games? Like, no one wants to watch Flyers games.
There's a lot Philly of people who want to watch Flyers games.
Philly fans don't even want to watch Flyers games. They're just, like, just weirdly loyal. So,
yeah,
they have to. But other than that, really, like, I'm not scared of, like, vague Anaheim, Vegas. No. I'm not scared of anybody
else. I'm not
scared
of any of those guys.
New York, oh my god, New York's just gonna bark on the rink the whole time. It's like, oh, bing bong, bing bong, and then they get knocked out. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but you gotta watch those guys from Detroit. Gotta watch those guys from Detroit.
Fair.
But I don't know how I went to a bloody Royal Rumble viewing rights, but I think if we were to do this like in all sports, you know, let's say Dolphins fans versus Jets fans and stuff like that, I think that'd be something that'd be pretty interesting. If we were to break down sport by sport, which fan base has the toughest 100 people? If you just had to get one, who do you think that would be?
100 of the toughest people?
Toughest fan, like, we think of the fan base themselves. And you know what? Immediately, this team isn't great, but 100 Raiders fans, I believe, are going to be bending the rules. Someone's gonna bring a shank in.
I mean that's fair, but I don't know. I always automatically think I think of Detroit, like the Lions. They're I always think of, like, I'm so scared for multiple reasons of Bills Mafia.
Bills, but dude, to me, yes, okay, understandable. But they're also so nice.
I understand that they're nice. I get it, but once I feel like if you piss them off. They have to ride or die for the Bills, they're the most loyal, craziest fans. Let's be honest with ourselves. I feel like there's something. They're very kind people. I won't take that away from them. But they jump through fire tables.
Tables for fun. Crazy.
They have nothing. Like, there is nothing in Buffalo other than the Buffalo Bills.
And they haven't been good enough. Like, they've had consistent success for sure, but they don't have this. And as a matter of fact, they have the opposite of a storied history.
There was a clip of a girl on Hard Knocks, who was crying at the thought, at just the pure thought of the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the thought of it. Not even the season hasn't even started yet. She was in full blown tears just thinking about the thought of it.
Now, this is because you tell me that, like, how would I feel if the Miami Dolphins win a Super Bowl? I would cry.
I wouldn't cry at the thought of it. Because I would cry if it happened, for sure. For sure, I would cry if it happened. But at the thought?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Stuff.
But I did shed a tear yesterday when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged. So maybe I'm not.
They got engaged?
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe
that is.
Isn't it insane? Nobody, I know. It's breaking news. Wild. Yeah.
Have we not talked about this?
I don't think we've talked about it at all, actually.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily, we have more time in which we will have a lot to talk about. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. We do have an action-packed last 2 hours left, including our boy Michael Yo is going to stop by to discuss what he's doing at the Miami and Fort Lauderdale Improv this weekend and his views on the Miami Hurricanes versus the Notre Dame Fighting Losers. That and much, yeah, I said it. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready or not, it is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Hello, Figgy.
Hello.
Obligatory comment about whatever color shirt you're wearing and joke about how you live and work in a cave. Now, back to the show.
Thank you. I love how we skipped that part.
Right. Got to go ahead and make sure I check the boxes and we're all good there.
Funny enough, as soon as the segment started, I guess it just got really dark outside. It might rain. So, now I have to go open more windows.
I'm not sure if you know Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Did you hear? They... You get it.
What did they do?
Hey, man, he dropped down on one knee, got that ring out, and said, "What's up, baby? Be mine."
That's so romantic.
So romantic.
As he should do that.
That's how I heard it went to. I heard it. That's exactly how it went. But
I would love to hear what he actually had to say.
Oh my gosh, I would love nothing more.
Knowing him, it's definitely captured somewhere, and he'll release it soon enough.
I really don't Knowing think him. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally
look
who's
back.
Gonna be on
Leroy. Oh, your mic is muted.
I apologize because they sent me the link without telling me that I had a hit today.
Oh,
so I didn't.
Yeah, I was about to say like you didn't tell us anything. Remember, at all.
Right, because I normally give a heads up before. And I just got the heads up at like 11:58. Hey, Ooh. Where are you? I'm like,
Well, how was it in Cleveland world? Are they?
So wait a minute. You want the good news or the bad news?
Oh,
give us the
good news first.
Actually, no. Oh yeah.
News, yeah.
They cut their kicker.
Oh.
The bad news is he missed 9 field goals last year.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you heard. Well, probably not, because obviously you were doing your hit. Brittany and I were discussing our new kicker.
Yes.
That the Miami Dolphins signed.
Who'd they sign?
Riveting. It's riveting news, Leroy.
Well, name
riveting.
Is Riley.
Riley, indeed. So we have another Riley in the city, but it's his stats really that are just absolutely marvelous. He's been on 8 teams, and last year alone he was on 5 different teams. But Leroy, he was 16 for 16 at extra point. He was 4 for 7 from field goal. But Leroy,
what was his longest field goal?
I don't know what his longest make was. His longest miss was from 52, though. Ooh. But if you want to be positive,
50 is the new 40.
Oh, absolutely!
They're like, you're making 50-yard field goals. Wait, did you see Jacksonville guy made a 70-yarder?
70. So where there's guys making 70-yarders, we have a guy here who was actually this is pretty good here. He made 69 out of 75 field goals from under 40 yards.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he
better get your fourth down offense going.
He's only made 6 out of 17 from plus 50 yards.
All right. Well, then, look. keep in mind you are filling a void for a few weeks. Stop making it sound like you need to go out and find a Hall of Fame kicker. There's not going to be one available.
That's what Hockman and Crowder told me. They told me that we needed to get someone over here quick because apparently.
Right. And you tried it with your punter and he was kicking it sideways.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was 4 for 9 from tries from 50 plus.
Oh, like, all right. Like, that's what's available. Now, you can have the Browns kicker who he had just signed a big contract this past year. But you missed 9 field goals as a kicker in the NFL.
Nah,
but
Dustin Hopkins though is not bad still. Like, I know he had a bad season, but so did Jason Sanders.
You talking about from the Ravens?
No, Justin Tucker is from the Ravens.
Justin
Dustin Hopkins was Dustin a Browns kicker.
Browns kicker
who was cut, but you know, he had a horrible season. Like you said, he had 9 misses. But what I'm saying is Jason Sanders 2 years ago, you know, I couldn't trust that guy at all. So
I mean, he's better. I've never seen this. This is an enigma that is Jason Sanders. He's better from 50 plus than he is from 30.
Very scary. Don't.
I can't explain it.
It's so true.
Like from 50 plus, he's money.
Yeah.
So true.
Now, before we get back on clock and take a quick break, the NFL has released their odds in regards to a few early predictions for MVP, offensive player, defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to take any guesses? Who do you think MVP is?
I would say for MVP on offense, I'm going to say Jaden Daniels, and I'm gonna go with Joe Burrow.
This is for offensive player of the year that you're saying.
Offensive
right now?
Player of the year.
None of
and
those
then
names.
I might throw in a couple of wide receivers, but that's about it. I mean, you could throw a Saquon, but his odds are gonna be like 5th because of running back.
Saquon is tied for 4th.
Tied for fourth.
Those other names you mentioned, though, Joe Burrow and who was the other name? Jaden Daniels, not on the list.
Really?
Yeah. And so these are according to DraftKings.
So go. Who we got?
Brittany, any guesses real quick on offense, defense, MVP, anything?
Okay. For offense, I think they're probably going to put Patrick Mahomes has to be somewhere on that list.
No.
He is on that list.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. Let me. Number one is going to be the Bills quarterback. What am I thinking?
And Josh Allen, yeah.
And Lamar Jackson.
You know what's interesting? Josh Allen did not make any.
Wow.
Really?
On most valuable player or
how about
offensive player.
Wow. Lamar Jackson was the number one listed player for MVP.
Okay. Right.
Following him was Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, and Bo Nix.
Here's why Patrick Mahomes won't win the MVP.
Yeah.
Because they're only about winning. And once you get to that point about winning, your numbers sometimes don't reflect how good you are, or they don't reflect, you know, your, you know, importance or whatever. Now, Patrick Mahomes is an MVP. Don't get me wrong. But when you do it based on numbers, his numbers might not reflect how important he is to the Chiefs. And so there's other guys that put up numbers. Joe Burrow puts up numbers. Jaden Daniels runs and throws the ball, right? Josh Allen runs and throws the ball. Lamar Jackson runs and throws the ball, right? There are certain guys that do a whole lot of stuff. Whereas Patrick Mahomes, he going to win you some games by having some great comebacks at the end of the game, but finish with 240 yards passing.
Now, I thought it was interesting. I think the league has a bit of fatigue in regards to Josh Allen because he's not on any of these damn lists. He wasn't on the MVP list that I just mentioned.
Right.
Say
I don't think they have fatigue.
You don't think they have fatigue? You think they just like don't think he's good?
I'm just thinking that they associate these things
with winning,
winning, correct. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at all of what these other teams have done, they consistently beat Josh Allen.
And he's never really had the game that's catapulted them to get, you know, to the Super Bowl.
And here's what I would say, though, Brittany.
But he's
played really well.
Of course he has.
Josh Allen has played really well in all of these games, but they haven't won, and we tend to forget that. Just like we tend to forget. And the two times that Jalen Hurts played against Patrick Mahomes, he outplayed him both times. He won one and lost one.
But I think, like you said, like he put on performances that could have gotten them the win, but they won in spite of that. His defense, you know, against Kansas City was just terrible, and that's why they lost that game. He scored the points. But I think it has to do with winning, and that's why he won't be on those lists until he can beat Patrick Mahomes, unfortunately, because that's what's staring him down right now at the end of everything. At the end of every season, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. Until he beats him, he's never going to be respected in the NFL. And I don't like Josh Allen by any means, but I do think that NFL...
Did he win MVP last year?
Do I think he was the MVP last year?
No, he won it last year, didn't he?
No.
He was on the cover of Madden. That's good enough for me. Let's see.
No, who won it? I think Josh Allen won the MVP last year.
Josh Allen won his first MVP in February.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. How can he not be on that list?
That's what I'm – okay, see. Now, what I was going to say in response to what you guys were mentioning is I would agree with you that it has to do with team success. But then I read you the rest of the list, and you're like, okay, what the hell is going on?
Okay. Well, let's
offensive see player of the year, Jamar Chase is number one in regards to their odds. Okay. Totally makes sense.
But how can you have here? How can you have Jamar Chase and not have Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow's throwing to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins?
That is a good point.
And the reason why I would ride any of those guys, because their defense is terrible. So they always gonna be trying, it's gonna be a shootout.
Now, another name that was tied for second here that kind of like, you know, poked a hole in the argument of team success is Bijan Robinson. As far as this is the offensive player of the year list, they have Bijan Robinson as second. They have Malik Nabers tied for sixth. CeeDee Lamb tied for sixth as well. And essentially this list has all the running backs and wide receivers that you could possibly think of that are good, and Patrick Mahomes. There's Jamar Chase, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, Saquon, Derrick Henry, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Patrick Mahomes, and Malik Nabers.
Mahomes is the only quarterback on the list.
On the offensive player of the year list.
But I feel like that's normal for offensive player of the year, because I feel MVP race has become like a quarterback situation, so they take the offensive player of the year and they give it to the the receivers and the running backs. And
well, look, the odds are out. If you want to check them out, you're more than welcome to. And if you win some money, you'll have an opportunity to spend that money, and we'll tell you how when we come back.
No Justin Jefferson.
That's true.
No Justin Jefferson. True, yeah. Because who's throwing to him, maybe, is what they're saying. But I guess we'll find out. When we come back, we are going to play a rousing rendition themed with South Florida sports as football returns. It is going to be Price is Right, Miami Football Edition.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin will be back in tomorrow. In the meantime, it is I, Frogboy himself, holding things down with Leroy, Brittany, Figgy. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time on this beautiful Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? Gotta make sure.
Yes, it is.
We're going to play a quick round of Price is Right here, but for a specific reason. I want you guys to know how much I love you guys, because normally I am known for partaking in game show activity and for taking a day off or two. With that being said,
a day or two.
Oh, okay. Don't look up with such ferocity.
Be honest.
A day or two.
Be honest, Porsche.
So, with that being said, it should come as a surprise that your boy will be locked in on this show Friday, because at Toyota of Hollywood on 441, we have Price is Right coming to town, picking contestants this Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Of course, the only time I'd be on air would be the time in which Price is Right is in my neighborhood, picking contestants for one of their future tapings. So if you think you have the chops, go ahead and Google whatever information you may need. I think you have to print out a form or something like that. But,
so we shouldn't be surprised if you don't make it on Friday.
No, but I may have a conversation.
He wants to be the host. He doesn't want to be a contestant.
Well, that's how it all starts, Leroy.
Yeah, you know. You gotta get your name out there first.
Well, that's what happened to the Jeopardy guy.
Tell you, look at that. Listen. And that's gonna be the new wave in regards to how these people are selected. But I will be providing you guys with a great show instead.
Good version, that is. The price is high.
Price is high.
Are you allowed to do any submissions online?
No, you got to be in person, unfortunately.
They want to see you.
Yeah, I know.
He can show a video.
Especially with AI editing nowadays. I don't know if they'd accept that.
Send that YouTube link.
I don't have necessarily any... I don't think we have any. Do we have Price is Right music, Brittany?
I have game show music. I don't know.
Game show.
That's good enough. Let's just play game show music. Okay. That's good enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have the item, and whoever gets closest to it without going over will be announced the winner. First one to win 3 rounds or however long until we got to go to break. You ready? Item number one, let's start off with a 50-yard line ticket, the best ticket available, 3 rows up from the field for this Sunday's Miami versus Notre Dame game. That is at Hard Rock Stadium. 50-yard line, section 118, 3 rows up from the field, dead center. How much do you think that ticket costs?
I have my
answer. Let's start.
Oh, sorry.
You said what?
I have my
answer.
How much
you said?
I didn't say the answer. I said I have the answer.
Oh, okay. What do you got? What do you got?
I have my answer, at least. I'm going to go with $800.
$800, J-Fig? What do you got?
Oh, she already got the look. She already got the look. She got the look that she get ready to...
801.
Yeah.
Wait, 801? Like... No. I'll say...
$1,000. Leroy, 50-yard line. Miami Hurricanes, Notre Dame, 3 rows up. Oh, like, honestly, God. Like, he's going to do it.
Oh,
he's going to do it.
Oh, my God.
1,001.
Oh.
Oh, God. And you know what? The closest person without going over is...
Don't tell me it's Leroy.
Leroy
Hall.
Shut up.
Come on down. The retail price before any fees, $1,419.
Wow. I was going to say...
I was being generous. I was being conservative.
No, really? Notre Dame?
No, I know.
Notre Dame, Miami?
I get
it. Notre Dame, Miami. There's a handful of... Notre Dame, Miami sells better than Miami, Florida State.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just was trying to be conservative, is all.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, let's go on to round...
I guess I better go first this time. So
yeah, go first. Yeah, let me leave where I go first.
I'll just give you the one
yeah.
Round two, Leroy, you'll go first on this win. As we all know, the Miami Heat acquired Norman Powell. But a Heat jersey is already, you know, these jerseys are already set. A new jersey for a person on your team is usually going to be around $120. So I don't need that. I would like to know, how much is a LA Clippers Norman Powell jersey right now? An LA Clippers outdated Norman Powell jersey.
So he played Clippers last year.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I'm going to go $225.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Okay. You know what?
You know what? No, don't question him. Don't question
him. You're right.
Don't question him.
Don't question him.
$225. Jay Fig, what do you got?
I will say...
Right. I'm trying to look over my screen to see.
I'll say 200.
200. Okay.
I don't think you guys have this idea, right? It's
Jennifer.
Yeah. Nope. It's like I would say $45.
$45. Yeah. All right. The closest without going over.
You should have just said $1.
Yeah. Honestly, you would have because
or $75.
The correct answer is. $79.99. Ooh. Brittany is the closest.
I was gonna say 75.
Brittany
how much
was
did
the
you
closest.
Say, Jennifer?
She said 200.
I said 200 just to be 200. Petty towards you, but I was gonna say 75. All right.
That would have been the closest. It is a $79.99 total. Therefore, Brittany picks up the point on that one.
Thank you.
Solid. I think I expressed it though when we first started. I think
now
I
Jennifer's
said,
first, and she's gonna hate me because you already know what I'm gonna do.
You're just gonna come.
I'm like,
why do you love messing with me?
I'm playing the game.
You're not. Right. No, you're not.
He's your own in person.
I watch this with Grams every day.
I never watched this.
All right. Well, looking forward, of course, Miami Heat player to Kaseya. Yeah. But it never gets to that dollar. I always just want to see it. It's always like boop, boop, boop. Looking at the Kaseya Center, obviously the home of the Miami Heat, but a home of a lot of great events, including Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour. That takes place Sunday, September 7th at the Kaseya Center. Who are we starting with here? Fig?
Yeah.
I guess.
Now, before I do the most expensive ticket, but let's go ahead and get some nosebleeds going. What is the cheapest ticket still available for the Adam Sandler You're My Best Friend Tour taking place at the Kaseya Center Sunday, September 7th?
$150.
One show, by the way. Like, there's not two shows. Like, sometimes improv does two shows. She says
$150. Is this before or after tax?
This is before taxes. Cheapest ticket available.
I would say about $150 because that thing's going to climb up right to $200.
$150 is the cheapest ticket left, according to Jay Fig. Let's go to Brittany next. Brittany, what is your guess?
I'm going to go with
$175.
$176. Okay. This is not okay. You're being a child.
I can't do this.
You're being a child.
I don't want to play anymore.
Go put your blinders on.
I'm over it. Okay. Go back right, to doing
it. You want me to pick a number? You want me to? Do I have to pick a number?
Yes, pick an actual number. Give your actual guess.
We're not crying because you're doing the same thing to us.
I'm going to go. She said one. How much?
I said 175.
175.
Cheapest ticket still left.
I'm going to say 300.
All right. Fair and accurate assessments by all of you. Adam Sandler, one of the most popular men in the world. But
he's also humble.
This is also humble.
True.
One time Jay Fig said he was hot. No, it wasn't Jay Fig.
I never said that.
No, it was Lupe. I was like, I don't think we're talking about
this. I just watched Just Go With Me. It was on TV. Always makes me laugh.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend Tour, the cheapest ticket available, nosebleeds. I got good news for all the broke people in the world, including myself. You can get into Adam Sandler's tour for a whopping low price of
$46.55.
What?
What?
Ooh,
that
makes... So everybody.
Nope.
You lucky.
Oh, yeah. Closest without going over. But yeah, if I had to say closest, it would be Brittany.
No, she said
175. Marcos, clean your ears.
Yeah, but did you say 200?
No,
she said 150.
Oh, you said 150 and you went over.
Yeah.
And then Leroy said like 300.
So yeah, he said 300.
Yeah, so look, with that being said.
Dave South said it perfectly. Leroy doing the sweep kick in the corner in Mortal Kombat over and over.
No, literally.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally. Well, nonetheless, J-Fig is crowned the winner of this round, and everyone's tied at one apiece.
Can we do
one?
Went over. She doesn't win. Nobody wins that.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to kill you. Leroy.
Okay, all right. Well, look,
she's muted him.
We'll sort out the word. The
no, I can't do a tie. I'm not doing a tie. We need to figure this out.
Fine, go. So I got to go first again.
No, when we come back, because we're going to be late.
We have to break.
All right, we got to go to break.
Yep.
We're going to break when we come back. We'll break the tie and get that a bunch more. Michael, y'all next hour. Woo!
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.